I think they do need to make some changes, BT. What would you do, though? Because the problem is that nobody is really, you know, the main guys who are hitting. It's not like Boone could just switch and say, you know, well, let's put this guy here. You know, let's move Austin Wells up. He's struggling as well. I mean, are you talking about less playing time potentially for Bellinger? I'm assuming their best lineup would be Rice at DH, right? You can have Rice DH.
Honestly, it's going to sound crazy, but I might run Grisham out there for a little bit against righties.
Well, but that's what I'm saying.
I know he batted first last night.
But I was going to have Grisham in center and Rice as the DH, which would mean Dominguez in left, which would mean Bellinger out. Like, either way, the problem is that with Rice, like, their best players are all in the outfield. The problems right now are offensively, second base, third base, shortstop. Catcher.
But basically the entire infield.
But that's what I'm saying. So now you have a logjam. And even with the idea of Stanton coming back to be some kind of a savior, well, that's great. But the problem is when Stanton comes back, one of the other guys is going to be out. You can't have Grisham, Judge, Bellinger, Dominguez, Rice, and Stanton all in the same.
There's no chance you could have that. It's impossible.
You can't even have,
unless you start catching Rice a little bit, which has been floated out there. But that's not going to happen. Doesn't seem like it is.
So, point is, they have a problem. What would you do here with this Yankee lineup? Are you playing Grisham every day until he cools off?
I mean, why wouldn't you run him out there? I mean, maybe a tough lefty.
All right, then who's going to sit?
I mean, Ben Rice has cooled off a little bit here. So,
but still, if Ben, I know he's cooled off a little bit, but he's been one of their better offensive players.
He definitely has. Listen, you have to run Bellinger out there. You're not going to.
What about
sit
Dominguez?
Him. I mean, I think maybe you go a little bit more platoon based with Dominguez, which they've kind of done a little anyway.
So all right. So then,
think about this though. But Dominguez hitting .315 against righties from the left side. He's pretty woeful.
Okay.
From the right side, so it's easy to justify sitting Dominguez against a righty.
Okay.
Against a lefty. Yeah. So that solves that for now.
Okay, so fair enough, but still, Rice, you want Rice in that lineup?
I do, definitely.
You want Grisham in center, Bellinger, Judge in the outfield, then it would be a Rice-Dominguez platoon, which is not great because you're still losing. I mean, Dominguez against...
Well, because they're both good from the left side, so it's kind of neutralizing the other. I know what you're saying.
I mean, okay, so even if, let's say, forget Rice for a second, you bring Stanton back, and then you have Dominguez, Stanton, platoon, DH. Okay, fine. One righty, one lefty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one's better against righty pitching, one's better against lefty pitching. Still doesn't get Rice in the lineup. You want to get Rice in that lineup, then you have to have Dominguez in the outfield, and then you have to sit either Bellinger or Grisham. You can't put Bellinger at first because you got Goldschmidt, who's one of your best players. Their best offensive players all play the same positions, so you're kind of stuck with, and one of them is Bellinger, who is struggling, one of the outfielders, but you need to go with him because he's supposed to be one of your main guys. But Jazz, Volpe, Wells, Peraza, like that's where the Yankees, they have major issues with that lineup.
Yeah, which is why I didn't love them coming in. I mean, every time we talk about the Yankees and this comes up, I'm like, I'm not really surprised here.
But what do you do to fix it?
Here's the first thing I'm going to do. Now, it's probably a little tough to do this during the season. This is more an off-season thing. I'm getting Ben Rice at third baseman, Smith. Learn how to play third base, dude.
I mean...
Learn how to play third base.
I know, but now we're
getting
out of control.
You're going to hit more than DJ. You're going to hit more than Cabrera. And neither one is Greg Nettles or Brooks Robinson at third base with the leather. So, I mean, if Ben Rice could... Now, I'm not saying he was a great catcher, but if you have... At the lowest level, which I would have to think he has, even though he doesn't catch at the major league level, just an average, like, receiving skill set as a catcher... Like, literally behind the plate. I think if you have a willingness to keep a ball in front of you with a decent arm, which I think Ben Rice does, I think you could be an adequate third baseman. I'm trying to think outside the box to your point.
You have no,
I mean, otherwise, I'm going to sit here and say there's no solution. Right. So I'm going to come up with a solution.
Cabrera's been a major problem in the field as well. I know offensively he's okay.
Yeah, I know. He's shy. I air mail it the other day.
Everything. Yeah, he's been a butcher in the field.
I know. Listen, I do think that there's a big difference. While they're all struggling, like Jazz, we talked about that in the first hour, Volpe. They are whiff machines. I mean, Jazz is striking out 33.5% of the time. 33.5% of the time. That is his strikeout rate. That is gross.
How about simple solution for now? Okay, let's ask it this way. What would you do with Bellinger?
I got to keep playing him.
In front of Judge? Where would you put him in the lineup? Behind Judge? In front of Judge?
I would try to ride the wave of Judge behind him to get him going.
Right. You have to. I would probably do the same thing. Then how would you break up, if you do that,
how do I break up Jazz and Volpe? I've got an answer for you.
Well, they're going to have a lefty that goes in between Judge and Goldschmidt in your scenario.
Yeah, and that lefty, to me, it still should be Wells. See, here's the thing. I watch Volpe, and I hate his approach. I watch Jazz. I can't stand this approach.
Well,
I watch Austin Wells. I know he's hitting 220-something, whatever. He's off to a slow start. Even weird because he went yard on opening day, which I thought was going to portend big things. And I still think he's going to be a plus stick. I have no doubt about that. But even when he's in a funk, at least he's grinding. It's not a three. It's not strike one, strike two, good night, sit down. It's foul ball. Now, he still misses some balls up in the zone. I don't know why. That's the Yankees. They got to figure that out. But his eye is much more discerning than Jazz and Volpe. I think he's a good base runner, not fast, but a smart runner. I just trust him. Like, I don't want Jazz and Volpe up right now, two on, two out in the eighth or the ninth inning against a good bullpen arm, and the Yankees down a run. I would rather have Austin Wells. I really would.
I'm with you on that. So that's at least one potential solution there. Use Wells to break them up, but then you have Wells in front of Goldschmidt, and then you have to figure out, you know, then I probably have Dominguez, the lefty, behind Goldschmidt.
I'm putting Volpe ninth.
Yeah, I would move Jazz down. The infatuation with Jazz, to me, does not make any sense. And him and Volpe back-to-back, that just can't continue to happen.